嗨，大家好，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
This is Joseph.
Last time you told me that there are so many acquaintances in your WeChat, and every time they send you messages, you cannot even think of their names.
Maybe not every time, but very often, yes. I will see the message, look at the picture is a cartoon, and the name is some kind of weird sentence, and I have no idea who the person is, so always just say...Hey, hello, morning, dude.
That's smart. 我猜大家也有过类似的窘境啊，不仅是微信，有的时候在路上碰见真的好久不见的老朋友，或者不太熟的点头之交，真的想不起来名字就很尴尬。
And what's more embarrassing is, I guess because I'm a foreigner, it's much easier for them to remember my name and me, and I can never remember their name.
对，而且呢，更尴尬的是，如果说对方记得你的名字，然后你想不起来对方的就很麻烦。那刚刚 Joseph 那个办法呢，可以说是十分巧妙。英文当中有一些可以称呼朋友的词，不仅可以应付尴尬，而且还可以听起来十分的熟络。今天就要教大家几个说法。如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就好了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So I guess the first word that we can talk about that you can use to call your friends would be dude.
第一个呢就是刚刚 Joseph 说的那个 dude, D-U-D-E. 大家一定听的也很多，可以用来称呼熟的或者不熟的年轻男性。不过现在好像也有对女孩子也会说 dude. Do you remember that last time we did a lesson? And we discussed whether dude can be used to call a girl.
I remember everything.
可以。好，我们经常呢会翻译成 hey, 老兄或者 hey, 家伙。
The second one we can talk about that I hear quite often between foreigners in China is bro, or I guess you could also use brother.
称呼自己的兄弟或者说如同兄弟般亲近的男性友人啊，我们可以用 bro 或者 brother, B-R-O-T-H-A 或者 B-R-O. Are they both short forms of brother?
I'd say bro is short for brother. I'd say brother is just a more relaxed way to say brother.
Okay, so when we greet people, we can say, what's up, bro?
Right, 在干嘛干嘛。
现在呢 ,bro 也开始被用于就称呼一般男性啊，并不非得是亲近的友人。比如说你跟别人干架之前放狠话也会讲 come at me, bro, 就是喂放马过来啊这个意思。
And the next one we can talk about is something that is not very common, but you probably will hear it now, is homie, which would be short for homes or home slice.
Homie 这个词呢，我不知道，在我的印象里面最近特别的火，因为中国有嘻哈，不知道大家有没有同感，这个 rapper 们都非常喜欢用这个词，那个叫啥跟我的 homie 同富有，有没有？ You know, the first time I saw this word, I thought it probably refers to your family members, you know, home and IE suffix.
Well, it's not so far off. It could be someone, you know, that you grew up with, so they're like your brother or close to you and your family.
这个构词法棒棒的同学啊，如果有过和卡拉老师一样的想法，你就想非常非常要好的朋友，一起长大的朋友，不就像和家人一样吗？没有很牵强吧。
You can use the greeting, what's up homie?
就老兄进来可好啊。有的时候呢还可以用来强调 emphasize how sweet your friends are. For example, Josh cooked lunch for me. He's such a homie. 就说他给我做了午饭，真的太 sweet 了。下一个呢非常简单 ，man。我觉得这个呢就像是用来代替了别人的名字。
Hey man, what's up?
Okay, hey man, what's up? 怎么样，老兄？最近怎么样呢？还好吗
？And when you feel upset or depressed, you can also use this word.
对，这个时候呢，我们会拖长中间 ，man.
Oh man, I failed my driving test today.
对，就是哦不，不是吧，我今天驾照没有过。就是在沮丧或者失望的时候可以做语气词用。
Another word we use that means the same thing as, you know, good friend would be buddy or bud.
这个词大家应该知道 B-U-D-D-Y, 或者呢也可以更加简单说成 bud, B-U-D. So for example, what's going on, buddy? 就是嘿、hey, 老兄你最近如何呀
How's it going, bud? Another word that also means friend that'snot so old as buddy, but maybe not very popular anymore. You probably still will hear this too, though. Dog.
注意啊，这个不是 D-O-G, 是 D-A-W-G. Dog. 这种方法呢，我觉得比较江湖气，江湖气比较重啊，所以大家可能听到的，现在听到的几率也会比较低。所以呢，大家自己考虑一下吧，好吧，慎用。 好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
All these terms that we mentioned previously are usually used to call boys, but I guess today the stereotype has been changed slightly, so you can kind of use them to call girls if they're your close friends.
对，像我们刚刚介绍那些都比较阳刚啊，而且很多称呼呢也确实是源自于称呼男性，但是现在女生她还懂得，不是说开玩笑，是正经的，就是在一些场合下呀，比较亲近的朋友之间用来称呼女生也是可以的。当然了，如果女性朋友们你们习惯以好姐妹啊这种字句的话，你也可以用 girl 或者 babe 或者 chick sister 这种词，但是呢也一定要注意亲近的朋友之间才会这么讲，那否则如果是那些 acquaintance 可能会 offend， 可能会有点冒犯到他们，不知道他们的心情如何。
And this will conclude today's discussion about words you can call your friends in a good way. And we'll see you guys next time.
所以呢今天和大家分享了这些可以称呼朋友的一些方式，我们下次再见咯，拜拜。
Bye.